The TMI Coach Jada podcast is sponsored by the Sacred Butterfly Online Store, your one-stop shop for Zodiac merch, candles, journals, and many other self-care items. Shop today at coachjada.com/sacredbutterfly. Use the code TRIBE15 for 15% off your first purchase and free shipping. That's coachjada.com/sacredbutterfly. And use the code TRIBE15 for 15% off your first purchase. For those who don't know me, I'm Coach Jada, certified life coach, and my mission is simple, to do my part and help as many people level up as possible. How, Jada? By helping you uncover your drains and your doubts, eliminate your obstacles, and activate your superpower. So if you find this podcast helpful in any way and you want to join the tribe, do me three quick favors. Share the link with friends, run over to Facebook and join my Facebook group, and follow me on Instagram, and I am Coach Jada. It's Coach J, TMI, 10:22 on September 15th. Still playing with this mixer, still playing with this microphone. I want to record the inspiration that I didn't even know was the inspiration that was being downloaded into my spirit. This was April 25th. 2016. Oh, that's my little cousin's birthday. Shout out to Amber O'Neill Toes, April 25th, 2016. Wow, just stuff just be synchronizing and you don't even get it. Like, that's crazy. But anyway, so let me set this up. This is a phone recording that I was talking to some kids in my PE class, and when I used to coach at Holy Spirit Prep. Shout out to the Lady Cougars. Hey, Lady Cougars, the Lady Cougars was also my high school mascot, which when I got hired to coach the girls as an adult basketball team, I was like, hey, this must be the job I need to take, because my high school mascot was the Cougars too. And it's like the Kirby Cougars and the Holy Spirit Cougars and all that synchronicity. And then I'm at Holy Spirit 8 years. And I'm about at the end of my rope at this point in my career and about to quit because they was on some bull and da-da-da-da-da. And so this is my final year at Holy Spirit. This is the spring semester. It's April. School is out in about a month or so. And I am in a position where a lot went down. I thought I should have gotten a promotion that I didn't get. I was trying to be a trooper, but I knew it was just time to go. I knew that season was probably up, and I had either just told my girls that I wasn't coming back, or that I wasn't going to be coaching the next year, or I don't know if that had happened already or if that was about to happen. But it was a really trying time right here during this part of the school year. Because I had held that information for a long time. I was just trying to wait to see what was going to happen, how stuff was going to turn out. And I ended up actually not only not coaching basketball, but just quitting completely in July, like a few months later after this. I didn't quit, of course, to start a TV show or a podcast or anything. Like I said, this wasn't even registering. It's something that I need to even be considering seriously. But it's kind of been out there. This was the first time somebody said this to me, and it has come up several other times with different people that don't even know each other, talking about, you need to do a show, you might want to start a podcast, you need to get on Clubhouse, da da da. I don't know. I just know ain't no such thing as coincidences. And so I do want to have this on record as the initial conversation. And y'all listen to how I was just blowing her off. I'm like, this little silly child, I don't know what she's talking about. But this was just the first in a couple of people bringing this word across my face. And 6 years later, I finally paid attention and moved on.
They're starting their third lap.
So we outside.
When you start your fourth lap.
And the rest of the class is running
the
a mile.
End of your third.
And these two girls didn't bring their clothes.
Ma'am. She's not listening to me. Man, stop talking and run.
And I'm fussing at kids.
What'd you say about my life?
No, she's talking about her.
No, I asked what you said about me.
Your life could be a TV show.
My life could be a TV show. Mm-hmm. How?
You could be inspiration to women across the world. But no, you're just joking.
I'm just stuck being a PE teacher. Hey, you know what? That's prophetic. That is a prophetic word in my life. I am stuck here on the Holy Spirit Preparatory track.
Exactly.
Watching a stopwatch and watching little random kids that don't even want to run this mile, like this one right here. Go, Nate. You have 5 minutes, 20 seconds, dude. And this one who's running way too hard.
You're going to be in the same room more often.
So go back to my inspiration.
Your inspiration, Coach Day. What could you be doing with your life right now? You could be doing something. You could be living in your big mansion with all this money and having your show.
Speak! Speak! My show!
Your show!
What show? Am I on TV? The Coach Jay Show!
The Coach Jay Show!
That is hilarious. And where are you getting this stuff from?
My brain.
Your brain. Okay. Come on, Tommy. You got it, man.
Hi, Tommy. I was about to call him Brandon for some reason.
Who's Brandon? You really like to talk, huh?
I didn't even know someone named Brandon.
So you have siblings other than
Clara? Oh,
yeah.
I got lots of siblings.
Lots? How many?
Four.
That ain't lots.
I have one sibling.
Do they talk as much as you? Like, I think you're going to have a show. Since we're speaking in each other's lives. This your last lap. Yeah. Let's go.
My little sister Aunt Celia cried for 3 hours because she didn't want to brush her teeth. And I was like,
Wait. Back up. Who said what now?
My little sister Aunt Celia. She's annoying. Anyway, so she cried for 3 whole hours, like, screaming, crying because she didn't want to brush her teeth. And I was like, are you serious, girl? Like,
you know,
and
be
I was
like
really
that sometimes.
Downstairs watching the movie, you know, and I was like, oh, she's still crying?
This
like,
girl is going at it. Emma Neal, would you like to say something?
Come on, Emma Neal.
She can't even get a word in. She can't, because you're just talking.
Marie. There's no way I
can
beat Marie. Oh, I got
something. Let's go! Oh, I really, you know what? Look. Did he tell me to be quiet?
So, yeah. That was, I remember Emma Neal, but I have no idea what that other little girl's name is. Clara or something. But she was like one of my 7th grade PE kids. So that was 6 years ago. So she's probably graduated by now, in college, doing life. But that was the first time somebody said something like that to me. And y'all, again, you can hear me laughing and kikiing. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, kid. Get out of my face. I hate this place. That's kind of the space I was in. But once again, downloads, man. Downloads. Serious business. And it ain't no coincidences. 1, 2, 3 people saying the same stuff to you. Somebody trying to get you a message. Pay attention to it. And then when you catch it, do something with it. As per usual. Go be the lion, not the damn gazelle. Peace.